Chapter 2. Muhammad Ali, 1942 to 2016, Kentucky, USA. In the 1950s, in Louisville, Kentucky, there lived a little boy called Cassius Clay. Life was not easy for him. In America at that time, white people and black people lived very different lives. They went to different schools, different shops, and different restaurants. Cassius knew that this was not right. One day, Cassius got a new red bike. It was a present for his 12th birthday. He loved it, but then someone stole it. Cassius was very angry. He went to a policeman called Joe Martin. "Someone has stolen my bike," he said. "I want to find him and hit him." Joe was a boxing teacher, so he asked Cassius to train with him. The colour of Cassius's skin was not important to the white policeman. Cassius agreed to train with him. He began to train hard every day to become a boxer. Cassius was now 18 years old, and he was winning lots of fights. He wanted to box in the Olympic Games, but he had to fly to San Francisco to compete to be in the team. He did not want to go because he was afraid of flying. But Cassius and Joe got on the plane. They were flying, and suddenly there was a huge storm. Cassius was very frightened. "I'm going to die," he thought. But they arrived in San Francisco safely. Cassius became part of the Olympic team, but now he had a bigger problem with flying. He changed his plane ticket home to Louisville for a train ticket. "I can't get on a plane ever again," he thought. "And the Olympic Games are in Rome. There's no boat to Rome. I can't fly, so I can't go." Joe sat down with Cassius in a park. "I know that you're afraid of flying," he said, "but it mustn't stop you. You must take the plane to Rome. It will change your life. You can be the best. You can be famous. You can become the greatest boxer in the world." Cassius agreed. He got on the plane to Rome. In Rome, he won easily and took home the gold medal at just 18 years old. But Cassius felt that he needed something more in his life than medals. One day, he saw a man selling a newspaper called Muhammad Speaks. Cassius was very interested because he was looking for answers to some important questions in his life. "This feels right," he thought. "Cassius Clay is the name of a slave," he said. He changed his name to Muhammad Ali. "Everyone must use my new name," he said. He was beginning his journey to Islam. Ali kept winning fights. He also began to fight for a better life for black people, and he told lots of people about Islam. In 1967, the United States of America wanted Ali to fight in the Vietnam War. Ali did not think that this was right. "No, I don't want to fight in the war," he said. Some people did not like this, and Ali had to stop boxing. he did not fight again for more than 3 years. Ali did great things in his life. He was different from other boxers because he always knew that he wanted to change the world. Today, for many people, Muhammad Ali is one of the greatest boxers of all time. Interesting fact. Muhammad Ali was very afraid of flying. But the airport in Louisville is called Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport because of him. Cassius wanted to box, and he began to train hard every day to become a boxer.